You've just received the biggest bonus check of your career, larger than your annual salary. You rush home, eager to share the good news with your spouse. But instead of celebration, you're met with tears. You are never home. Your daughters need you. Even when you are home, you're not really here. This moment of professional triumph became a devastating personal reckoning, exposing a truth that haunts millions of high achievers. The belief that we must choose between career success and personal fulfillment is a lie we've been sold. Yet this false dichotomy has become so normalized that we've stopped questioning it. We've accepted that excellence at work requires sacrifice at home, that ambitious professionals must choose between making an impact and making memories. But what if there's a third option we've been missing all along? Most professionals face two unsatisfying choices: the hustle fallacy, promising that working harder will eventually create space for life, it won't, or throttling back ambitions to protect health and relationships, which feels like settling. The double win offers a different path, where career achievement and personal fulfillment reinforce each other. This isn't about superhuman productivity. It's about rejecting the cult of overwork that normalized 70-hour weeks and vacation emails. Research shows productivity plummets after 50 hours weekly, destroying value rather than creating it. Megan, facing an impossible choice between advancing as COO and being present for her adopted children with special needs, discovered she could excel while leaving at 3 p.m. daily. This became company-wide philosophy, driving greater productivity and innovation. When constraints force us to work smarter rather than longer, remarkable things happen. Kyle collapsed unconscious in a pool of blood at a business dinner. As a successful entrepreneur who helped grow a business to $100 million, he was fully consumed by work, neglecting family and health. Doctors diagnosed severe exhaustion and stress-induced internal bleeding. "I don't want to miss everything," he realized. "I want to be there for important moments with my family." Early 20th century thinkers predicted technology would reduce our work week to just 15 hours. Instead, CEOs now average 62.5 hours weekly, and smartphones extend most professionals' work weeks beyond 70 hours. This isn't just necessity. Overwork has become seductive. Knowledge work creates dopamine hits from clearing inboxes or closing deals. Work provides identity and meaning in an increasingly secular society where career success has become a dominant source of purpose. Professional environments frequently generate flow states, that absorbing condition where we're fully engaged in challenging tasks. Most insidiously, work provides definable wins with clear goals and feedback, unlike home life where parenting never truly ends. Meeting deadlines offers concrete validation, often missing from personal relationships. Finally, overwork functions as status signaling. The humble brag about 80-hour weeks has become standard professional currency. When work dominates, everything else suffers. The statistics are stark. 80% of Americans don't meet basic exercise guidelines, 55% leave vacation days unused, and 66% of those who vacation still work during it. Life encompasses multiple domains beyond work: physical health, relationships, personal growth, spiritual well-being, and emotional fulfillment. To protect what matters, deliberately budget time for three categories of non-negotiables: self-care, 7 to 9 hours of sleep, proper nutrition, regular movement, isn't indulgence, but essential maintenance. Research shows regular exercise improves cognitive function and correlates with 9% higher earnings. Relational priorities need explicit scheduling: family dinners, date nights, meaningful friendships. Without intentional calendar blocking, these receive only leftover time. Excessive work commitment ranks among the top 5 deathbed regrets. Chris, executive director of a political action committee, watched his mayor friend's constant connectivity destroy his family. Listening to This Is Your Life, he realized he wasn't becoming the husband or future father he envisioned. Today, he enjoys most meals with family and has created a company culture encouraging employees to prioritize school recitals and sports games. We face natural constraints, limited mental energy, physical stamina, and 24 hours daily. Working within these intentionally improves results. Stanford researchers found 70-hour work weeks produce nothing more with those extra 20 hours. Workers merely spin their wheels, working longer hours, but accomplishing less. Strict boundaries force greater efficiency and focus. Without finishing tasks after dinner, distractions disappear and time gets budgeted more effectively. Artist Phil Hansen developed permanent nerve damage causing his hand to shake, seemingly ending his pointillist career. His neurologist suggested he embrace the shake. Hansen discovered working on larger scales with different materials didn't hurt his hand. This limitation expanded his creative horizons. He created a Bruce Lee portrait using karate chops with paint-dipped hands. Research confirms this. A review of 145 studies showed individuals, teams, and organizations alike benefit from a healthy dose of constraints. One coaching client grew her business 60% in 2 years while working fewer hours by structuring around her strengths, eliminating or delegating the rest. Constraints don't limit success, they enable it. Like industrial presses requiring maintenance, humans need breaks to stay productive. Achievement activities focus on goals. Non-achievement activities, enjoying wine, laughing with friends, playing music, are about the experience itself. These present tense activities engage different parts of our being, allowing overworked parts to rest. Yet 40% of American employees check work email after 11 at night, and 74% monitor their inbox over weekends. Our brains never stop working. The question is what they're working on. Leisure is our killer app, something computers can't replicate. Strong connections exist between mind wandering and creative thinking, lateral problem solving, and generating unique ideas. Activities like walking, swimming, or cooking take us out of work contexts and allow our minds to wander creatively. Amy, a driven achiever working full-time while attending graduate school and raising a family, reached a breaking point after 3 marginless years. She took an unprecedented 2-week vacation, simply sitting in her backyard, crying for the first 3 days, then journaling. Her breakthrough emerged. I discovered it wasn't the counseling profession that I wanted to quit. It's the working for somebody else part. She immediately started her own practice. Similarly, an engineer stuck at Newark Airport for 6 hours without electronics solved a billing system redesign her team had struggled with, saving the company $10 million. A third of American adults sleep fewer than 6 hours nightly. After 17, 20 hours awake, cognitive impairment matches legal intoxication. Yet corporate culture celebrates this sleep braggadocio, costing nearly 3% of US GDP annually. Proper sleep sharpens judgment and decision-making. During sleep, our minds integrate information and process memories while physically revitalizing through lowered stress hormones, boosted immunity, and improved metabolism. Cheating sleep is like maxing out credit cards. Immediate benefits, inevitable costs. Like swimmers pulled by currents, high achievers get swept away by overwork culture. Despite knowing the risks, resisting requires deliberate action. You aren't doomed to choose between burning out or settling for less. There's a third way. Imagine exponential business growth while working fewer hours. Picture taking a full month off, completely unplugged, confident nothing will collapse. You can win at work and succeed at life, but you won't drift there. You must design it. Start now.